به خومش. This is us.
Yes, this is for us. Another one for the translator.
Let's move on to the left.
Yeah, let's move on to the left.
Sorry, it's not on.
In the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, we need to learn what that was in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu that we're going to learn on ourselves. The Torah is not a book of stories and not history. It's a book on every one of us. The Torah is telling us that the spies, they went as messengers of Moshe Rabbeinu, and they came back. Let's see what they're telling us when they came back. They came back. So they're saying that the people that were there are huge, and the cities are being guarded, the walls are very strong, walls, every wall is huge, and also the people that are there are giants. The nations over there are living. So Kalev, he shushed the people. Kalev, that he was a student of Moshe, that he went with the real wisdom, wisdom of truth. He said, so what? We're gonna win. We're gonna make it. Of course, that we talked a lot about that subject. But there is a point in that subject that we need to talk. Why Kalev? He said, we're gonna make it, we're gonna be able to win, we're gonna conquer. There's such a heroes and giants. In our place, in Judaism, it's all based on faith. Because this is reality. Kalev, that he was a man of faith. And a person that believes in Hashem, he believes also in himself. A person that doesn't believe in himself, he doesn't believe in Hashem Yitbarach. All of the sadnesses, the depressions, the despairs, the weaknesses, confusions, it's all because that a person doesn't believe in himself. He doesn't believe in Hashem. A person. We need to know there is only one faith in this world. It's faith in yourself. And if you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you also believe in wise people. To believe in the wise people, it's faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no two faiths. If you believe in Hashem, you believe in the righteous people also. It's one faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is only one faith. So the one that believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for sure he believes in Chachamim also. If he believes in Chachamim, he believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if the person believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he believes in himself also. What he believes in himself? Like we can see, we're talking about people that wants to keep the will of Hashem. We're not talking about a person that is believes he believes in Hashem, that Hashem can give him $1 million. Even though that Rabbeinu is writing in Likutei Moharan that if the person is going to get his thoughts very strong to be rich, he's going to be rich. And the path that the person wants to walk in, they're leading him in that way. If he's going to get his thoughts very strong, obsessive on something, strong, stubborn, Hashem going to give it to him. Of course that Hashem can give you millions of dollars and more. But we're not talking about that place. We're talking about a person that wants to serve Hashem. It's reality. We want to serve Hashem. So, is there something that you cannot achieve? There is nothing that you cannot achieve. If you believe in Hashem, you believe in yourself. Because you believe that Hashem, He wants you to succeed. Hashem wants you to achieve. Hashem wants you to grow. Like that Kalev said, we're going to do that, we're going to be able. Hashem wants us to get into Eretz Israel. Hashem wants us to know the Torah. We should climb. Because Hashem is with us. Hashem wants us to succeed. You don't believe in yourself, so you don't believe in Hashem. What you're saying? No, maybe Hashem will not accept my prayers. You don't believe in Hashem. Hashem wants you to succeed. Why you have doubts? Hashem doesn't love you. Why doesn't love you? Why will not love you? Hashem loves you. Hashem wants you to climb, to grow, to succeed. I don't. I couldn't hear what he said about a person need to believe that he can go and to save Am Israel, like they said it to Gideon. Go and believe in yourself, in your power of faith. You believe that Hashem wants to save Am Israel. You have faith. You have real faith. Hashem loves. Hashem wants. Hashem wants that the person that done that sin gonna do tshuva and gonna live. Hashem wants people to die. That gonna drown in the flood. Person that doesn't have faith, Hashem wants them to drown, Chas Shalom. Even the biggest Reshaim, Hashem is waiting that they're going to do tshuva. Hashem wants them to do tshuva. Hashem wants that all of Am Israel is going to be saved, that it's going to be good. Go with your power, believe in it. Believe in the power of faith that you have. If you believe in yourself, you believe in Hashem. If you believe in yourself, you believe in Hashem. Go and save Am Israel by the power of faith. So Kalev, that he had faith in Hashem. What it means? Hashem is with us. We're going to conquer it. We're going to climb. He went only with faith. With faith, like the Gemara said. If you put an effort and you found, you should believe. If you're going to put an effort, you're going to find. There is no other reality. They told him, no, what are you talking about? There is that place that you put an effort and you cannot find. But Kalev is answering to them, only when you don't believe, you don't find. But if you believe, you can find. If you miss Hashem, if you want Hashem, you're going to find. They're telling him, look at the giants, how the cities are so guarded and strong. You can know all Shas. You can be a Talmid Chacham. Can you be a righteous man? Be real. Be real. Tachless. Look at yourself. Be realistic. This is what they said to Kalev. We can't do that. We don't have the ability. Rashi explained that when they said that they are stronger than us, they said stronger than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you see that they didn't believe in Hashem. They thought that they are stronger than Hashem. To believe in yourself is to believe in Hashem. If you don't believe in yourself, you don't believe in Hashem. This is why Rashi is saying what it means from us, from him, from us. Rashi is saying Kivyachol, they were talking, so to speak, about heaven, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't believe in yourself, you don't believe in Hashem. You think I cannot, means Hashem cannot. I don't have the ability, means Hashem don't have that ability. It's impossible for Hashem. You don't believe in yourself, you don't believe in Hashem. This is what I saw when I learned that Chumash. You don't believe in yourself, you don't believe in Hashem. You're saying that He's stronger than us. But if Hashem has got all of the powers, so you can do it also. You cannot, Hashem cannot do it also. You and Hashem is one thing. Why? Because Hashem wants. Hashem wants. So if Hashem wants and you want, who can stop Hashem? You just need to put an effort. Yagata, to have Yagiyah, to put effort. More effort, more effort. But if you're going to put enough effort, you're going to achieve everything that you want. Everything that you want, you're going to achieve. Put enough power, do another 6 hours, another 6 hours, another tests, another 6 hours of learning Gemara. Like all of the ones that we come to be Gdolei Israel, put a lot of power in the Limud HaTorah, in Mesirut Nefesh, prayers. Do also. And also prayers, and also Limud. Everything on his subject, every subject, with his things. You need to go to Eretz Israel. Go to Eretz Israel. Every subject with his terms. Daven on it. Go. You're going with Hashem. Hashem is with you. Go. Go with your power and do. Chas Shalom stronger than us. They were talking about Hashem. Why? Because Hashem gave me that wisdom to understand. Don't separate between you and Hashem. You don't believe in yourself, you don't believe in Hashem. You're saying, I cannot. Look, how I'm going to achieve it. You're saying, Hashem doesn't have that ability. Hashem cannot help you. Hashem, he's Chas Shalom. We're not saying at him, but he's got his limits, Chas Shalom. He can save only Moshe Rabbeinu. A person like you, he cannot save. Chas Shalom, we're not saying it on Hashem. We were talking about Hashem, but we're not saying that on Hashem. He's got his limits, he's got his borders. He can help Moshe Rabbeinu, but to you he cannot help. Chas Shalom. So, you think you can be Moshe Rabbeinu? You cannot, right? So, it's a Kadosh Baruch. He cannot. For me, he cannot make Moshe Rabbeinu. He is Chas Shalom. Not on Hashem, we're saying he's got his borders, he's got his abilities. He cannot do everything. Chas Shalom. We're not saying God on Hashem, but Hashem doesn't have all of the powers. Chas Shalom. Not on Hashem, we're saying. We're not allowed to say bad things on Hashem, even to explain the bad thoughts, the mistakes of the person. There is a Gemara. Yagata umatzata. If you're going to put an effort, you're going to find. You put an effort and you haven't found, it's not written. It's not reality. You haven't put enough effort if you haven't achieved it. You haven't suffered enough. There is no difference between you and Moshe Rabbeinu. You're going to suffer like Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to reach to the place of Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbi Nachman Breslev said, in every place that I would have born in, I would achieve the same level. Not because that he was a grandson of a Baal Shem Tov, he achieved these levels. Even if he was a regular Jew, he would achieve the same level. The same work, same effort. You're going to put an effort, you're going to find, you're going to believe. You haven't put an effort and you found, don't believe in it. This is the difference between those. Hashem gave me that wisdom to understand. Between Kalev to the spy. That they weren't the students of Moshe Rabbeinu. They were separated from him. They weren't accepting for Moshe. Faith. All established on faith. To believe in Hashem, it's to believe in yourself. What did we say? A new thing in Shabbos. You learn, you put an effort and you found it, you should believe. If you find something by an effort, it brings you to faith. You're going to achieve faith in the end. This is ta'amin. But the thing that person is finding without an effort is not bringing him to faith. It's not bringing him to faith. This is the explanation on Moshe Rabbeinu. That it's written on Moshe Rabbeinu that the man Moshe was humble. This is the last Parashat Shavua that we learn. In Baalotcha. Not that old. The man Moshe was more humble than all of the people that is on the ground. From all of the people. He didn't have a feeling of being higher than no creature in the world, not even beyond Bil'am. He wasn't arrogant above no person in the world. No one creature that Moshe Rabbeinu felt that is better than him. Why? Why? Because when you receive something by prayers, by efforts, you know that you got it from Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have nothing that he achieved without prayers. This is why he never felt bigger than no one else. What do I have? He asked himself. What do I have? What do I have? It all belongs to Hashem. Can I take something that Hashem is giving to me and to be arrogant with it, to be proud? Hashem gave me a gift, now I'm going to go with that present and say I'm better than you. In what? In what you're better? In what that Hashem gave you? What is it yours? It's all belong to Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have no point of feeling that he had something that he achieved it by himself. He didn't have that wrong faith to believe that his power achieved those things for himself. It's mine. So I'm better than you because it's mine. I achieved that. You feel higher than someone else. What that we talked in Shabbos and we couldn't complete it. That the person that is succeeding, it means that actually he is failing. And the person that is failing and it doesn't go like he wants, this is the person that is succeeding. Because we need to remind it to ourselves, to define it very carefully. What it means that a person succeeds in this world, that it's going on well, that he's succeeding, what is it? Only one thing, that you know Hashem. Because this world has been created just that we're going to know Hashem, like that it's written in the Zohar HaKadosh, that people are going to know Hashem. For that Hashem created the world. This is why the free choice is only on knowing, if you know that there is Hashem or not. And the will is bringing you to the knowing, to the knowledge. If you want, you know. If you don't want, you don't know. So the free choice is only on the knowledge. Only on the knowledge, the free choice is going on. Because this is the purpose, this is why we came to this world, to know Hashem. What it means that a person succeeds, that he achieved, got now $1 million. If now he doesn't know that it's from Hashem, is it a success? It's not a success. He doesn't know Hashem, he doesn't have no connection with Hashem. Which success he's got? Which success? He becomes to be, he's got a job, and he doesn't know Hashem. He doesn't have no connection. Connection to Hashem, which success he's got. But a simple Jew, but he knows Hashem, he's attached to Hashem. And this is also the point of getting stronger and being happy. One Avrech told me, nothing is going on well. So I told him, it's good, great, now you're going to achieve everything with prayer. But meanwhile, he doesn't go on also with smiling. He doesn't smile also. So what are you going to do? He cannot smile also. Why? Because he doesn't have that understanding that he is succeeding. You know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you got that merit to get closer to the Creator, to righteous people that are bringing you closer to Bo'o Olam. You sit in Yeshiva and learning Holy Torah, that by it you learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only through a Torah HaKadosha we can learn who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you haven't succeeded. Oh, so here it's a little bit hard for you. What do you want? that for now you got the main thing, that you know that there is Borei Olam, and just develop that. When you have lackings, you have to understand your lack of wisdom by learning and by davening. You're gonna know what you lack of, that you're not happy. You know Hashem and you're not happy. You achieved the purpose. You are close to Hashem. You achieved. So what do you want? If this is your purpose, so you should be very happy with the difficulties that you have, with the lackings that you have, with every stopping that you have. Everything, you have to be happy. Why? Because Hashem, He knows how to bring you to your purpose. If you're going to achieve things without an effort, He's going to plant into you arrogance. You're going to feel like you're higher than other people. You're going to feel like you achieved it with your own powers. Hashem, He knows exactly how to give you those things, that it will not going to bring you to be far from Him. If you're going to receive something that's going to push you away from Hashem, Hashem, it's not a success. And you become arrogant. You become far from Hashem. Me and Him cannot live in one place. What you got? What we said? There is only one thing that we need to accept. To know Hashem. This is the success of this world. To know Hashem. How? By knowing Hashem. When it's going on well, it's when you know Hashem. When it's not going well, it's when you forget Hashem. Ask from Hashem Yitbarach to complete your wisdom. This is why we have to be in huge happiness, that you have the foundation, a spiritual stable foundation, that you achieve the purpose, that you want to know Hashem. We're here for the purpose. We're living here for the purpose. Hashem gave me that wisdom to understand an amazing thing. Everyone that is coming to me with any problem that he's got, problem, something that stops in his life, immediately I'm telling him, listen, your condition is very, very... is a lot better than the condition of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu got married in the age of 83 with the daughter of Laban. So you now are 30? Alright, you're not 83. What you're complaining now? I was this week in prison, I gave a shiur. Your condition is very... I told them your condition is better than Yosef HaTzadik. He didn't have a place to buy candies and like a kiosk, like a small... didn't have a backyard to go to walk in the sun. You don't have kids. Avraham and Sarah, they were waiting a little bit more than you, Avraham and Sarah. How many years are you waiting? You're better than Avraham Avinu. So why the tzaddikim? On every problem, you have a tzaddik that is in front. Your father, he was hitting you. Your mother, she was rebuking you. It's better than David HaMelech. In the moment that he born to this world, they told him, you're a mamzer. The parents said, he's Admoni, he's not ours. We don't know where he came from. This is Esav, he's Admoni. Look how he looks like that mamzer. From the age day first, were insulting him, pushing him. Your condition is better than David HaMelech. And he becomes to be David HaMelech because he was running toward to Hashem. He wasn't looking not at his father and not at his brothers. He becomes to be Yaakov Avinu because he was running to Hashem. When a person knows Hashem, he never blames himself. Never chase after himself. Why? Because every time you blame yourself, it means that you think that you have something in your hands. In your hands, it's only to daven and to put an effort until you're going to achieve. But everything that you got, it's only from Hashem. All of the creation is just to know. If you're chasing after yourself, you think, I couldn't make it, I haven't done that, means that you think that you are reality in this world. If you haven't done that, it means that because that you couldn't do that. If you haven't achieved that, it's because you couldn't achieve that. It doesn't mean that you don't have the ability in the future to achieve it. You will, if you're going to put enough effort. But don't blame yourself on the past. The things that you haven't achieved, it's because you couldn't achieve them. The places you couldn't get into them, it's because they were close to you. All of our thoughts, of plans, it's on the future. It's not on the past. We need to know Hashem. You don't know that it's all Hashem. Because the free choice is only knowing. All of sadness and despair and it's because that the person, he lives in the mistake that free choice, it's in actions, in doing. He's blaming himself on things that he done or haven't done. He's blaming himself. He thinks that the free choice is actions. The free choice is only knowing. The purpose is knowing, and the free choice is knowing. The free choice is only to know. This is why all of the real tzaddikim, everyone that's going to tell you a story, your parents were insulting you, every story that you're going to tell, chasing after you, Yosef HaTzaddik, his brother, were chasing him, tried to kill him. All of the time were trying to ruin him. All of the time planning things. They were saying bad things on Yosef. Look at that Yosef. Whatever you're going to say, we're going to find the tzaddik that you went through a lot more than you. But he saw that it's all Hashem. He wasn't seeing his brothers. He wasn't recognizing his parents. He didn't blame himself at all. That he didn't have a zivug. He wasn't chasing after himself with nothing. It's all in the hands of the Creator. And if it's stopping, it's wonderful for me. So let's stronger, let's learn about it, let's daven, let's pray. I'm going to add more wisdom, I'm going to say more Tehillim, that I'm going to have vessels to accept. Let's get stronger. Hashem loves us. Hashem wants us to succeed. So what? If I haven't made it, it's not that I haven't made it. I made it. I achieved what that I achieved, but Hashem, He wants me to put more effort. Hashem wants it. That we're going to know all of the Torah. That we're going to be righteous people. Hashem wants it all. Hashem wants it. He created us that you're going to have a good life. The world full with mercy. This is why Hashem gave me that understanding, what that Rabbeinu is writing. That the biting of the snake, we're all, the snake bite us. And his poison is boiling inside of us. In Torah 189. The poison of the snake is boiling inside. How the person gonna know if he's got the poison of the snake inside of himself? When he's lazy and sad. What I'm gonna do? Look, Hashem doesn't love him. It doesn't going well. He cannot achieve it. He's accepting laziness and sadness. Laziness brings the person to sadness. Poor guy. He's lazy. Poor. He's poor. The man is poor. So he's sad. If the person have the merit that the poison of the snake is not boiling inside of him, like the real tzaddikim, that we hope to be like them, all of us. So they rush, they're doing things fast, they're happy, dancing, they're working. Because the poison of the snake is not killing them. Laziness and sadness. The main biting of the snake is laziness and sadness. An aspect of what it's written, that the snake is, the earth eats his bread. Also here there is a message. What a wonderful message. Also here, that it's written that the snake, the earth, it's his bread. All of us have been created from the earth. Our earth is sadness. So this is why our nature is laziness and sadness. We have to break our nature. So this is why Rabbeinu said, you have to be to force yourself to be happy. Person is saying, what can I do? It's not in my hands. You have to force yourself to break your nature. But you are stubborn to walk with your nature. This is your nature. Also the snake bite you with your nature that you are coming from there. This is your... And also the snake bite you. Which biting, he was biting us. How many bitings he was biting us. And he's keeping on biting. What Rabbeinu said? That sadness and laziness, this is the biting of the snake. You fall into sadness means you let the snake bite you. This is why everyone have to. Earth, it's an aspect of sadness and laziness. It's a very short Torah. Have a lot of depth. Like that we said, every one of us have to see how that he gonna start to go out from his laziness and sadness. Even though that our Rebbe said that sadness is before of laziness, still I am saying that Rabbeinu Borolam gave me that wisdom that we need to understand that sadness brings us to laziness and laziness are bringing us to sadness. A person is sad, so he becomes to be like earth, like he cannot move, like domem, something that is dead. But Hashem gave me that wisdom to say that laziness is bringing the person to sadness. Because the person doesn't want to stand up, start working. So he comes to conclusions that he doesn't have that ability, that he's different, that he doesn't have those powers. Go to work. Start working. He remembered the song, stand up a lazy person and go to work. Kum bachur atzel v'tzel la'avoda. It's a very famous, silly song of the Tzionim in Eretz Israel. We're singing that song. Wake up, let's wake ourselves. Go to work. Sit and learn. You see that if you sit and learn, you had tests to succeed. You want to achieve 100 without sitting on the Gemara. You want to know the Gemara. Every knowing in the Gemara, Rabbeinu is writing in Sefer Amidot, every knowledge in the Torah, it's an eternal success. Every achievement, you know a little bit more, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know HaKadosh Baruch Hu a little bit more and more. Every detail, Rabbi Nathan, we wrote in the Likutei Halachot, in every halacha, he's bringing so many rules, foundations, important things in Avodat Hashem. It's also a point that we need to, yes, to work on it. What did we talk just now on happiness? To be happy with the mitzvot, while keeping the mitzvot. Someone asked me, what I should do to get closer to Hashem? Just keep on doing what that you are doing, just do it with joy. Do it with happiness. Just do it with happiness. Because for sure, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is satisfied from every mitzvah of every Jew, even that he's doing it without hands, without legs, with sadness, without happiness, no matter how you're going to keep it, the worst way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is enjoying it. He's got the pleasure out of it, for sure, it's written. From every mitzvah of every Jew, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets huge satisfaction. Every Jew. But okay, so Kadosh Baruch Hu is satisfied, but you don't see the light of the mitzvah. You are still far from the mitzvah. That the light of the mitzvah, it's the happiness. This is the light of the mitzvah. the happiness that a person have that is happy, is God that married to be happy while keeping the mitzvah, he conquered that mitzvah. He's getting closer to Hashem Yitbarach, not for the gain, for the world to come. You're going to keep the mitzvah no matter how, you're going to have a gain on that mitzvah. It's written that you made that mitzvah, don't worry. But to get closer to Hashem, to know Hashem, you need happiness. When a person is not happy with the mitzvah, it's not illuminating. He doesn't see the light of Hashem inside of that mitzvah, only when he's happy. This is why Arizal said that he achieved those high, huge levels. Why? Because he was happy while keeping the mitzvah. He saw the light of Hashem. He saw the light of Hashem. This is why now, everyone. So, why we're not happy in the mitzvot? Why we're not happy? Why? Because we're not appreciate the mitzvot. I'm asking everyone here, and I know the answer already. If I'm going to give it millions of dollars to sell every mitzvah, any mitzvah that you kept, to sell it for millions of dollars, I know for sure no one going to sell. One time of putting tefillin, one tilat yadayim, which mitzvah that you're going to want? Of course not hafatzah, distribute, or learning Torah. No one going to sell. If you're going to put piles of money from here until the roof, no one going to have the test even. To sell Hashem for money? To sell my purpose for money? Just now someone said, few avrechim left Judaism because of reasons and this and that. I told them, you should know. They were never close to Judaism. They were never close to Judaism. Never. Someone that is close to Judaism, that tastes a little bit, taste of Torah, he can drop Hashem, he's got a test, what they can offer him. And even if they're going to offer it, he's going to drop Hashem. Someone that is living, it means someone that never tasted it. So we need to work on start tasting, to start appreciate. Every mitzvah, to appreciate it. What a mitzvah, what's a merit, wow. So this is that point. To be happy. We have a merit. Who is going to sell one day of Limud Torah? Every amount that you're going to give it to him, the smallest mitzvah of them all. If so, if yes, it means that he doesn't have no connection to the Kedusha, if he's ready to sell. What they can offer to the man? On one moment that he achieved the purpose. One moment that he achieved the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he knows Hashem. Here, everyone are miliarderim. They're not happy because they're not appreciated. This is the intention. People need to appreciate. A person has to take his kippah, to hold the kippah to say, are you happy or not happy? You're happy or not happy? If you're happy, I'm going to give you the kippah back. If not, I'm keeping the kippah. And exactly like it on the tzitzit and on every mitzvah. If you're happy, gonna bring it back to you. If you're not happy, we're taking it. After that, we talk those chizukim, Baruch Hashem. So now we just need to start walking. Let's get stronger. First of all, to be happy, to appreciate what that we're gaining. Every moment that we're just sitting here. Just sitting, spending our life here in the purpose. Inside Yeshiva. We're spending our life inside of the purpose, inside of Yeshiva. And also to know that if you put an effort, don't say we cannot. We can. Just put an effort. We're students of Moshe. That he said, Yagata Umatzata Ta'amin. You put an effort and
50 שבועים, 4-5 מבוגרים של שיעור, ואני שבת כולם בשבת. טוב, אז באמת, לא צריכים לשמוע, כל מי שהגיע לשאול, הוא מתכוון. אין פה חזקות. הכל יחקים בישיבה.
Everything in the yeshiva is hefker. I was talking about keeping seats in Shabbos or things like those. If you don't have a seat, you can stand. If you're late, you can stand. Two families of avrechim that need support. Please to collect money for them. They have hotza'a lapoal from the The minister of United States, he sent a messenger to Eretz Israel, and it's a known thing that he hates Jews, and it's... The name of that person, his name is Keri. Keri is Zera Lebatala.
It's a waste of seed.
This is his name, Keri. It's a waste of seed. So now we understand why he hates Am Israel so much. He wants to give the borders to the Palestinian. Now we know why. His name is testifying on him.
Waste of seeds means masturbation in English.
Rav is saying, please to come to daven in the yeshiva in the morning, or in the first minyan, or in the second minyan, or in nets, or in 7:15, or something like that. When a person he knows that it's all in the hands of Borei Olam, it all starts with the knowledge. The person has that knowledge, that it's all in the hands of Hashem. Also the prayers, Hashem is giving it to you. Also the will, Hashem is giving it to you. Everything you're accepting from Him. A person thinking that to himself. Everything I'm accepting from Hashem. So he starts saying, please Hashem, let me pray. In the beginning it's going to be hard for you to talk, but with those hard broken words, you're going to start talking. Person starts, I cannot, and I don't daven on that, I'm not davening on it. First of all, knowing. You should know that it's Hashem. Everything we're accepting from Hashem, faith, will, prayers, power, desire, the effort, also the merit to have an effort. But only when a person he have that knowledge, you start to want. When you start to want, you start to talk. When you start to talk, you accept. Someone is asking, if someone is cursing him, so it's Hashem that cursed him. So David HaMelech said, Hashem said to him to curse. Right? It's Hashem that said to him to curse. So what is better, to accept a curse or to die? Hashem, David HaMelech was supposed to die in that day, but instead of that, Hashem cursed him. So he made a sin, he had to die. Hashem sent someone to curse him. Gonna embarrass him, gonna shout at him. And now after it, alright. He's exempt, he's free. So Hashem is good. Person thinks Hashem is good means Hashem needs to give you everything. You are sad and Hashem just gonna hug you, putzi mutzi, gonna tell you, oh, don't be so sad, no. Don't wake up. Hashem loves you is beating you. The one that Hashem loves him is rebuking you. The one that Hashem loves is rebuking you. He's rebuking you. It's good that it's going to be hard for you. Here you lack of it, and here he's shouting at you. Here he's cursing you. Here he's beating you, throwing at you a shoe. It's all on that subject that you need, on your needs. One lost huge amount of money. I told him, what is it, better to die? What's better? All right, money. Money comes, money goes. It's all nonsense. It came to forgive you on something. It's time to wake you up. For sure that Hashem is good. What is better for you, that they're going to curse you, or has shalom, that they're going to remove you from this world to somewhere else, transfer you? What it means that Hashem is good? You think that Hashem, like you're a moron, Hashem just going to hug you and going to tell you, you're good, everything is good. What you want? Money? Here, take money. Don't be worried. Stay stupid, stay dumb, stay a moron, and everything's going to be great. This is what you want? The one that Hashem loves him, Hashem rebukes him. I started to do hafatza from the first day that I had done tshuva. Someone asked him if he's enough time in the yeshiva to start go to distribute. So I've told him I started from day first of doing tshuva to distribute. I went out with jeans. I didn't know how to hold the siddur, I didn't know how to daven. And I started to bring people closer to Kedusha. I was talking to them about faith, Baralam. I would say only Creator, Baralam, Baralam, Baralam. People were looking at me, look how he looks like and how he's talking. The sons of my brother, I came to them in Shabbos and I was talking about faith. They told him words like those we never heard from no rabbi in the world. And he wasn't even keeping Shabbat. He didn't know how to keep Shabbat. Things that is illuminated inside of your heart, you're walking with it. What's your prayer? That you're going to open your eyes? So don't go. Dab in half an hour every day that you're going to guard your eyes. If you see that you are strong to go, to guard your eyes, to talk to people, to distribute, so do. Go, do. But if you feel that you don't have, that this world is attracting you, so sit. Work on your wisdom, work on your brain. Hashem gave us that wisdom from the beginning, that from the moment that we realize that there is the Creator, so we're not chasing after this world anymore. What there is to do in this world? What there is? What? Eat? What? Drink? What? Gonna sleep? What are you doing in this world? Running, chasing after money? When there is a Creator, this is it. Stop chasing after being attracted after this world, attracted after shtuyot. Of course we have desire in the eyes, all of us. This is why we have that half an hour. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have mercy on me that I'm going to go with my eyes down, closed. I won't be confused, I won't going to look. Help me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Cancel that lust for me. Help me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have that half an hour. A person that has that half an hour can go and distribute. He knows that Hashem is the king of the world. He won't be attracted after that lust. On that lust there is no free choice. If the eyes saw, automatically it's happening that you have a desire. This is it. It's not the last. It's not the, if the eye saw, this is it, finished. You cannot decide. The free choice that you have is before, if you're going to see or if you won't see. But if you saw, this is it, finished. The question is if you're going to open your eyes or not. You open, this is it. Goodbye, see you in the mikveh. Because you lose the spark of Judaism. See you in the mikveh of Gerut, to be Ger. You lose your Judaism. The person that saw women, he needs to go with the intention to the mikveh, to have the intention of dipping by on the name of Geru, to be a Ger, to become to be a Jew again. And then the Jews and the Judaism start illuminating himself again. Two people, witnesses, have to stand, witnesses in every mikveh, standing on top of the ones that are dipping.
I'm not saying it's a good boy.